This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. Protests over racial injustice and police killings of black people continued in uptown Charlotte last night, and for the second straight night, things remained peaceful. CMPD officers did not use tear gas. City Council member Braxton Winston wants to make sure they can't use tear gas in the future. He's proposing to cut funding for tear gas from the police budget. Here to talk about that and recent protest is WFAE reporter David Borax. Hi, David.
Hey, Gwen.
Well, David, let's start with Councilmember Braxton Winston. What is he calling for?
Winston wants the city to cut funding in the police budget for tear gas and other chemical agents that are used to disperse crowds. He's been passionate about it, and I talked to him this morning, and here's what he said.
No chemical agents should be used on a human being by another human being anywhere in this world. That is definitely true for Charlotte.
The city budget, including the police budget, comes up for a vote on Monday, so Winston's plan is to introduce a motion to zero out the money.
My motion puts the stipulation on that budget that no dollars will go to purchase any new chemical agents used for crowd control or crowd dispersal during the fiscal year 2021.
Now, CMPD has existing supplies of tear gas, and this might not end its use immediately. So the motion goes further. Winston is calling for the creation of an oversight committee of city council members and the city manager. This would scrutinize police spending and policies and tactics with the goal of reforming policing here.
So how likely is this to pass, and what do police say about it?
It's not clear if Winston has the votes here. He says he's talked to some, but not all his colleagues, and he admits that he'll be working on this over the weekend.
In a press briefing just a short time ago, Chief Kerputney said CMPD needs tear gas. He said the alternative is physical force, which is unacceptable to him.
And I should note that there are also other reforms in the works. Police Chief Kerputney said this week that CMPD has updated its policy to make it clear that officers have a duty to intervene if they see another officer using excessive force or showing egregious behavior.
David, what was the protest like last night? Describe it for us.
Well, there was a demonstration with speeches at 6 o'clock at Freedom Park, and then later people gathered at the Government Center for a peaceful march around uptown. After 9 o'clock, as has happened on many nights recently, only a couple hundred people were still marching around uptown. Last night, nobody threw anything. Police didn't issue any dispersal orders, and the last protesters left before 2 o'clock, and there were no arrests. You know, CMPD actually even put out a press release that called it an excellent example of First Amendment rights. One other interesting note, with so many people live streaming the marches every night, CMPD decided to get in on the act too. CMPD spokesman Rob Tufano was out with his own live stream narrating the events and interviewing protesters and reporters.
Now, David, Charlotte isn't the only place in the area seeing protests. They seem to be happening everywhere, even in small towns.
That's right, and people all over the country are out in the streets protesting, and sometimes it's just a few people holding signs on Main Street at the end of the workday. That's what happened in Davidson 2 days this week after a Spanish professor at Davidson College showed up all by himself and other people started gathering. Some of the protests are larger. A protest on Wednesday in Cornelius drew a few hundred people, and it started outside police headquarters, and then folks marched down to the town's mostly black Smithville neighborhood, and then they marched back to police headquarters. And there have been protests in places like Gastonia and Fort Mill and Waxhaw in Union County. That's a really interesting one. The Charlotte Observer sent a reporter out, and he noted that Waxhaw is an area that voted for Donald Trump. The crowds there and at many events beyond Charlotte have been overwhelmingly white. But these events seem to be showing that there's a broad concern over racial injustice. And one last thought on this. Not everyone likes the protests. The president has tweeted that cities should crack down with force. Members of his own party have made similar statements. And during the protests, there are comments on social media calling for police to take action.
And David, let's remind folks, what's driving these protests?
As we all know, this started with the killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis when a police officer knelt on his neck. It's the latest in a long list of police killings around the country, and including Charlotte. But it's really a much broader movement. People are calling for an end to systemic racism and racial injustice broadly. And Gwen, people may not know this. George Floyd was born in North Carolina, and one of three memorial services for him is scheduled here. That's tomorrow in Rayford, about 20 miles east of Fayetteville.
That's WFAE's David Borax. David, thanks.
You're welcome, Gwen.